When Pella and Solon meet tonight in the Class 3A quarterfinals, it will be only the third time ever that these two storied programs have gone head-to-head. The previous two times each featured dynasties among the greatest the state has ever seen. In tonight's Football Friday Night feature, we give you a chance to listen back and relive the action. November 15, 2010, at the Unidome in the Class 3A semifinals. Solon was the three-time defending Class 2A state champion and had a 42-game winning streak snapped earlier in the season. The Spartans entered at 11-1. Pella was 12-0, looking to make it back to the state championship game for the second straight year. Audio archives are courtesy of the Iowa High School Sports Network.
4:10 remaining here in the first quarter. 0-0 the score. Solon with the football at the 4-yard line. Second down and goal. Hannes with the call. Gives it off. No, keeps it himself this time. And he's able to get into the end zone. 4 yards out. Touchdown, J.J. Hannes.
Yeah, they got their hands on him at the 4-yard line. And that was Nathan Clayburg. He just couldn't wrap him up. And Hannes did a good job of pulling away from that tackle to get into the end zone. You know, Solon's done what seven of Pella's opponents have failed to do, and that's score. You know, Pella's only given up 43 points all year long. Newton got 14 in the first game, and Carlisle got 9 in their last game. Other than that, nobody's got more than 7 on them.
Officially, a 34-yard kick. Marshall Kane with the kick, and it's blocked. Pella after it, and they are going to jump on top of the ball at the 27-yard line.
Yeah, Jace Versteeg got the block.
Second down now, and 4 to go for Solon. At the 11-yard line in Pella territory. Hannes back to pass. Lob pass to the end zone. And caught by Loveless. Loveless with the catch. Derek Loveless makes the catch 11 yards away. A nice ball thrown up by J.J. Hannes to the corner of the end zone.
Yeah, they got one-on-one coverage there. It was just a little fade route to the back corner. Nick Dorman was on the coverage. And Loveless just got a step on him.
They hand it off to him. There's plenty of Pella people around him this time. And Loveless is going to get a few yards on the play, but not what they expected, and it's halftime here at the Unidome. Your score, it is Solon, the Spartans 12, the Dutchman from Pella 0. Here's the snap, it's a high one, and over his head of Kane, retreats him all the way back to the 10-yard line. He's able to get it and punt it away. Somehow he did an excellent job of getting that knocked out of there, and look at this, Kent.
Are you kidding me?
It is rolling all the way down to the 6-yard line.
Oh, my goodness. He chased that ball back all the way to his own 10-yard line. I'm thinking, you know, maybe just throw it out of the end zone and take a safety. And he punted that thing on the run, and it bounced all the way down to the 6-yard line of Pella.
First down and 10 at the 14 in Pella territory. Handoff to Jedlick. He's got some running room up to the 5. Fumbles a football into the end zone and jumps on top of it for a touchdown. That's the kind of game that Solon's had so far. And finding little opportunities like that, the ball seems to be bouncing their way. Second down now from the 15-yard line in Solon territory. Klein back to pass, rolls to his right, looks down the field. Now down the middle of the field, has a man open in the end zone, touchdown.
Ryan Lanky.
A nice play that time for the quarterback of Tig Klein as he bought some time, rolled to his right, and allowed Lanky to come open in the middle of the field, and a touchdown now for Pella. One receiver left, one receiver right, Kane and Loveless. Hannes puts Loveless in motion, fakes the handoff to him, keeps it himself, has running room up to the 50, down to the 40, one man to beat, all the way to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, J.J. Hannes from 67 yards with the touchdown for Solon. Two receivers break out to the left side, two to the right side this time, Klein in the backfield, in the shotgun, man in motion. Takes the snap, looks down the middle of the field, feels the backside pressure, a nice pass on the far side, and into the end zone, touchdown. There's Spencer Boink.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Klein because Jake Morris was barreling in on him from the backside, and he kind of rolled out to his right and bought himself an extra step, and it was a good pass.
That was a great pass.
Even better run after the catch.
There's a fourth down play now, and here's a pass over the middle, and the pass is incomplete. It hits the deck, and it'll be a turnover on downs. Solon has the football. They're in control of the game with 2:26 to go That's going to be your final here today. Solon with the victory over Pella. 26-14 is your final.
The Spartans went on to rout Sioux City Heelan for the championship and are one of just three Iowa programs ever to win four or more state titles in a row. Fast forward 6 years for round two, November 4th, 2016 in Solon for the Class 3A quarterfinals. Two-time defending champion Pella is 10-0. The Spartans are 9-1. Yours truly, Trevor Castle, was joined by Randy Sickema that evening on 92.1 KRLS.
Pass to the near sideline. Jump ball is intercepted! Picked off by Avery Van Zee at the Solon 44-yard line!
He had the best position on that play the entire play. He was inside the receiver. Great athletic play right there by Van Zee to come down with that inside Solon territories.
For the moment, it's a touchdown. Now we need to get the call. Well, Tyson Wassner is going to give a high five.
Touchdown.
And it is a touchdown for Pella.
Touchdown, Dutch.
Not sure what
they
the hat was.
They picked up the hat.
Yeah.
They never made any kind of announcement. They just picked up the hat. He puts it back on, and it is a 23-yard pass from Nick Finney to Ryan Van Wyk for the Pella touchdown. They're coming quickly to the line as if they want to see if they can make something happen down the field. And the snap to Finney. Looks left. Deep shot. Far sideline. Open receiver. Caught by Van Wyk. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Pella! 59 yards!
Beautiful job right there.
Finney, play action fake to Van Zee. Wants to throw. Fires down the middle for Wassner at the 5. Makes the catch into the end zone. Touchdown! Pella! 32 yards. Nick Finney to Tyson Wassner. He'll roll near side, throw back across his body, and it's intercepted by Pringle at the 30, on his feet at the 20, and taken down to the 19-yard line. He will fake it, keep it, run it right, dive it in. Yes! Touchdown, Pella! Nick Finney, a one-yard score!
Hey, we only need to get 1 yard, we can make it, right?
Barely. He didn't have a lot of room to spare there, Randy.
He got it across the line, though. Nice job, Nick.
Front corner of the end zone, leaping, catching, touchdown, Solon! Avery Van Zee had great position, but it just went over his fingertips, and Peyton Bandy hauls in his second touchdown grab of the second half.
Yeah, exactly right. Van Zee was right there with him, just barely threw it over his fingertips. Nice throw and catch right there for Solon.
28-14 Pella, try to hold on for dear life. Griffiths takes a snap. Surveying the middle, lobbing it to the post, overthrown, intercepted! It's picked off by Pella, right underneath the goalpost.
Holterhaus playing center field, and that was well overthrown over the receiver, and Holterhaus with the sure hands out there, made sure he got it, took a knee, bring it out to the 20. That should do it.
That indeed did it. Pella 28, Solon 14. 6 days later, Ryan Van Wyk made the catch, and a week after that, the Dutch beat Webster City to become just the sixth Iowa school to win back-to-back-to-back state titles. Pella got one more win to start the 2017 season before their 42-game winning streak was snapped in week two. That means that the 2014 through 2017 Dutch and 27 through 2010 Spartans are even up in the annals of the Iowa high school football history books. Those 42-game winning streaks are tied for third all-time behind Iowa City Regina's 56 and Harlan's 49. While neither team is close to that kind of a streak now, they both come in playing well. The Spartans are 10-0. Pella's 8-2, having won six in a row since back-to-back losses in late September. But forget about streaks. Whoever wins the rubber match tonight is going back to the Dome. Reporting for KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.